I can't find the rosemary. Perhaps it's in the other bag.
presupposed the sex organs of the world. A whole great menagerie of machines rutting. But elsewhere, always elsewhere, at a fierce, unspeakable pace. We flung ourselves back against the hollow tin walls of sheds and storage bins, forgotten trash cans. We leaned on things easily, waited for our promises to flower into rendezvous, into travel, into action. And while we sat, we remembered our lives. From up here, the sky was filling swiftly with motes and ashes. So took leave of the wild children in their unopened memories and spilled out secrets. Now, the rich layer of living soil flung upward and scattered. So ate the only things they found there, so hammered at the debris, so built fires among the fallen buildings, dug a little further, found the limbs of children's dolls, the fragments of chrome backed mirrors, things reflecting each other, broken jars of fragrant oils. Some prayed, others didn't, some clamored for rebellion. Eventually they decided to leave everything out, to dry, to burn it. They chose to burn several things late that night. I turned away so I had to hide my face in their bosom and pray for rain. Our hands clutched cool glasses, ice caramel noisily, condensation and rivulets over the gritty backs of our hands. I whispered what I wanted into the folds of your clothes, the muffling comfort of your body, your neck, your warm skin. Stole the terror from my mouth, and I watched my words drip out of me and weave themselves like tarnished threads of quicksilver into the patterns on your skirts. My promises were easy and warm on my lips. Your soothing voice above me made them fierce and clean. It grew.
dear thing. I know you're not asleep.
No, I'm...
I conveyed my values to her before, and I have confidence.
Drama.